saving on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Lucy, how excited are you about doing this episode?
So excited.
We're going to give you a tease about the person who's on this person or thing or animal. I don't know. Here, you might be able to recognise him.
You're like cockers!
Dear. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we wonder about Wigan with Hacker T-Dog. On this episode, we have got the legend that is Hacker T-Dog talking about all things Wigan. We're talking about famous people from Wigan. We're talking about our experience with Wigan and some Wiganers true facts. Oh, we're Hacker. Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 44. Now, this episode is a pretty special one. You know, it is the season of goodwill and gestures and giving, and that's how we wanted to be, frankly, giving to you. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've never joined us before, it's the podcast where we talk about a different topic each week. And this week, it's about our hometown. I come from Wigan. Lucy, you come from Wigan.
I do. You know who else comes from Wigan?
Who else?
Hacker.
That's me from the telly.
Hacker T-Dog. Hacker T-Dog. If Hacker, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for making busy schedule. I know, you know, you've been everywhere recently. You've made the time to come on Luke and Lucy.
My pleasure, Cocker, because I actually live in Wigan, so it's local, so it's nice to come to Wigan and do a radio thing with you and Lucy.
I mean, Lucy's in the absolute element.
I am in my element right now.
She's in her absolute element. We're going to put a video and some pictures on at Luke and Lucy if I'm on Twitter.
We'll put them on the Twitter thing, because I'm on the Twitter as well, so there.
Are you verified on Twitter yet, Hacker?
I'm not allowed to be verified because I'm an animal. They won't let me verify.
Oh, really?
They won't verify an animal?
No, but I don't care because I've got 26,000 followers or something.
Oh, well, can I have another one?
Yeah,
I'll follow
stick you
him.
On there.
Lucy will follow you.
I'll probably follow you as well. Probably.
Oh, thanks, Hacker.
But Hacker, you're that busy, you don't run your own Twitter, right?
No, I've got people.
He's got people. You work for the BBC, you've got people.
I've got people.
He's got
it. All that matters, Cocker. I've got people.
We usually start off each episode by a true fact about ourselves, and we're not going to be any exception here.
I'm molting a bit. Sorry, Cocker, I've made a bit of a mess on your table.
Oh, he's molted all over our podcast. Lucy can't get over it.
It's gone everywhere, that has.
Hacker.
You could auction those.
Good job, you're a celeb.
I am off the telly, aren't I?
I mean, a true fact about me, Luke Merson, is in fact, I've actually had two dogs in my previous life.
In your previous life?
Well, as in, I've still got my dog, Louie, now, that's a Westie. And I had a Chihuahua previous, but I had to, a bad relationship breakup and the Chihuahua had to go. I know.
Collateral damage, that.
Collateral damage. It was a very expensive Hacker, collateral damage.
Yeah, I know the feeling, Cocker.
Lucy, what's the true fact about you?
I guess the true fact about me is I've never had a dog.
That
I
is
really
a good fact,
one.
That. Neither have I, Cocker, but I am one, so I don't need one.
I mean, Hacker.
Would you like to have a dog?
Well, I am one, Cocker. I don't need one. Let's look in the mirror, Cocker.
Hacker, let's get a true fact about you then. Like, I mean, let's name a fact. You've got must be so many facts about yourself. What's a true fact about Hacker T-Dog?
I actually am from Wigan. Not just some charlatan pretending to be from Wigan, like that woman in the foyer thought I was. I actually am from Wigan, Cocker.
I mean, that, people don't think you're from Wigan, do they?
No, some don't think I'm making it up. Why would I? I am. Ask me anything about Wigan, I'll tell you something about it.
Well, that's what this episode's about, Hacker. We're doing it about Wigan. We're doing it about the people in Wigan, the places about Wigan. But, I mean, Hacker, let's go back to your journey. How many years in TV now?
I've been doing television for now 8 years.
8 years? And
which
how
is pretty good, because I'm only six.
Hacker.
Done well then, haven't you?
I don't understand that.
Hacker, how long have you... how did you get into TV? What was the big break for you?
I was at home one day, eating custard in my house, watching Columbo, and the BBC rang me up and said, do you want to come and be on the telly? And I said, yes, I do, Cockers. See you Monday. And I've been there ever since. It was only 4 months they wanted me to start for. 4 months, I thought it was. And I've been there for 8 years.
I mean, how do you call? Because, I mean, if people don't know what your show is, Hacker, why don't you tell them what is Hackety Dog's show?
My show is this. I do a show called Hacker Time, right, which is a chat show and sketch show, which I host, and I've got celebrity guests in it. That is a 30-minute show. I do that every year. They've just done series 6 of that. And I also do all the bits between the programmes on CBBC, like the old broom cupboard used to be. I also do a show called Hackers Olympic Rundown, which was on during the Olympics, which was a daily topical clip show where I was doing some fantastic top-notch jokes.
Oh, my. Well, Hackety. I mean, Lucy, you and you actually... Have you ever seen Hacker's show, Lucy?
I have seen it before.
Good, isn't it?
I can't believe I've met you in real life.
You have met me in real life,
I know.
Cocker.
I mean, I'm starstruck.
Oh, don't be daft.
For people who obviously can't see this, it's a podcast, Hacker. What would you describe? Oh, dear. Did they tell you this was TV?
I was informed. I said, I'm not doing anything that isn't on telly anymore. That was my New Year's resolution.
Right. well, we've got the webcam, maybe. We'll take a photo of you, Hacker.
Hello.
Hacker, describe yourself for people who listen to this now and thinking, what is this thing?
I'm a Border Terrier. So if you go onto the Google thing and look up Border Terriers, you can see what they look like. You could just look up me if you want to. It's quicker. Just go straight and Google Hacker the dog. And that is me. I'm sat here now with my Christmas shirt on, with snowmen on it, because it's nearly Christmas.
Oh, you look great, Hacker.
Oh, thanks, Lucy. And I've got my Santa Claus hat on and my scarf. Hey, funny enough, do you know Luke Marsden there? I'll tell you, over there.
Yeah.
I used to turn the Christmas wig and lights on with Luke Marsden.
Really?
Yeah. I did it for about, how many years did I do? Three or something?
I mean, to be honest, Hacker, last time we met, we spoke about this, didn't we? Because obviously I was, I resigned from the Christmas lights.
He was dropped, Lucy.
he was sacked, wasn't he?
He was dropped by a landslide. The council said, no.
To be clear, I mean,
so rude.
There was we had a disagreement, but we're over that now. And
he's returned.
He's not over it.
he's definitely not over it.
And Hacker, you obviously did it for a number of years. Yeah. For you, obviously coming from Wigan, being a true Wiganer, being frankly an inspiration for everybody.
Yeah.
You are an inspiration.
Oh, thanks, Cocker.
How was it turning? Lucy recently turned on Wigan Christmas lights. We hosted it at Wish
FM.
How did you do this year's one?
No, you're too busy to do it now, right?
I'm far too busy, yeah. So I didn't do it.
I think you're too famous to do it.
I'm too famous, Cocker, yeah. I just didn't answer the phone this year.
What are some of the big highlights that you've done in your career so far, Hacker?
Well, I've done lots of great things. I've met loads of people, you know. I've met the Queen.
You're joking.
Was she your favourite?
She was good, yeah.
What did she say? Did she courtesy to you, or do you courtesy? How would that work?
I bowed like, all right, Cocker.
You said, all right, Cocker, to the Queen.
I said, can I be one of your corgis? And she went, that's very good, isn't it?
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, that was a bit rude for her, wasn't she?
Yeah, then she left the room. I've been on loads of radio things like this. I did Marianne Hobbs's show from Six Music. I've been on Sean Keaveney's show.
Oh, yeah, he's from Wigan as well. Lee.
He's from Lee, which is near enough. And I've been on Becky Wantman, Radio Manchester, Ted Robbins, Justin Morehouse. I've been on everybody's show.
Everywhere.
Nicky Campbell.
Now you've been on Luke and Lucy.
Now I've been on Luke and Lucy, so I can retire from radio. Yes.
You've reached your peak now.
Have you ever been asked to do your own radio show, Hacker?
I've not really been asked to do my own, no, but I've been on loads of people's, as I said. I used to do a thing on Salford City Radio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that how you was making your career?
That was when I was working on my patter and that, and now I've got it down, so I dropped them like a, like a one potato.
The two below you now.
I think so, yeah.
I get names some other. I mean, the Queen is obviously...
Queen's all right, isn't it?
I mean, the Queen's a pretty good name. Who else?
Have I worked with?
Yeah.
I've worked with Vic Reeves.
I like him.
I like him too. He's a nice bloke.
Yeah.
And he's fun. He's my favourite, actually.
Is he?
Yeah. David Baddiel I've worked with.
Oh, wow.
Who else have I worked with?
I mean, have you been complimentary about...
Complimentary, Cocker, yeah.
Really?
And they always like me. Who else have I worked with? There's so many, I can't... Joe Pasquale, Jeremy Kyle.
Jezza. I saw him the other day.
He was great, Jezza.
Did he do a DNA test on you?
He didn't. He looked at my little old legs and said, last time I saw legs like that, they were hanging out of a nest. It's true, that.
What did you make of Jeremy Kyle?
I like him. I'm a big fan of his show. In fact, I was in the audience once watching his show at Media City, right? I was sat there watching it live, and my appendix ruptured.
Oh, no!
So I had to go to the Aussie and have my appendix out.
What did Jeremy Kyle do?
He cut to a commercial break and laughed. You know what he's like.
He was probably really harsh and said, stop ruining the show.
I did ruin it a little bit.
I mean, your show, Hacker, incredibly popular. You know, it's on the BBC iPlayer. People could be listening to it right now.
Yeah, it's top notch. I've had loads of great guests on that, you know. I've had, oh, what's her name? Oh, I've forgotten her name.
You've met
Michelle Hardwick was on it. She was from Emmerdale. She's Vanessa the vet in Emmerdale.
Ooh, did Joe Pasquale. Did she do any tips on you, you know?
She took my temperature. I'm not going to go into that. Yes, okay. That was a sound I made.
Do you have your, you know, like the President of the United States and the Queen have their own personal physicians? Do you Trump. Have your own personal physician?
Trump?
Yeah.
I have been known to do the odd Trump.
Do you have your own, you know, does somebody look after your health? Because, I mean, you're a big commodity for the BBC.
I am a big commodity. Well, I do have my very own dry cleaners.
Really?
Which I often go to.
Do you not have a special personal assistant?
No, I do it all myself, Cocker. Oh. I mean, I'm from Wigan, I don't like to pay other people.
Is it, well, you know, what is it,
you
Hacker?
Know
you know, you're born and bred Wiganer.
I am cocky, yeah.
What is it about Wigan that you love? Because, you know, when you go down south somewhere and you tell people where you come from, you mention Wigan, they don't know where it is, or if they kind of screw the face up.
Like that.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll do a
photo with that. It doesn't work on the radio.
Lucy's
going to take
live,
a photo.
So when people say they're from Wigan, people screw their face up. Like this.
That's brilliant. If you want to check out this photo, at Luke and Lucy FM.
I've actually
done
a video. Let's do a photo.
She knows she's going to do a photo.
Screwing
his face up. Absolutely screwing his face up.
Well, these days, you know, funnily enough, people know about Wigan because of me.
Absolutely.
This is true. I think you're up there with the greats, like Sir Ian McKellen.
Roy Kinnear.
Yeah.
Luke Marsden.
Well, I mean, Hacker, do you think one day Wigan has its own Hollywood Walk of Fame? I mean, it's just a few slabs outside the council office.
That's what I like about it best, the fact that it's outside the Dole office.
And Uncle Joe's mint balls.
Uncle Joe's mint balls, beans.
Do you think, Hacker, one day that you're going to have your own star on the Wigan Walk of Fame?
Well, I've asked them, but they didn't get back to me.
So selfish.
Yeah, I did email them, you know.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Did they not apply?
No.
I bet you don't get people not applying to you that much.
You'd be surprised.
Really? I mean, Hacker, for you, career aspirations-wise, what is it that you've not done that you want to do?
I want to do a film.
Oh, dear.
Like Pudsey the dog.
What, who Pudsey do you dog, think would better. Play you in the film?
Luke Marsden, probably.
Well, I have been called a Cocker Spaniel or two, in a Border Terrier in my time.
You can do my voice. Can you do my voice?
I'll give it a go.
Go on.
All right, Cocker.
No, terrible.
No, I'll play myself Cocker. Yeah.
Lucy, would you like a cameo in Hacker T-Dog the
a
film?
1,000,000%. Can I come out?
Can
I come
in?
Yeah. Thank
That's,
you.
That's how much sway I have.
Would you have your own what all-star cast would you get? Some of your big names?
Well, Sue Barker could do it, couldn't she? Because she's my mate.
Yeah,
Sue Barker from the tennis. She's good. She could be in it.
And me.
And you could be in it. Luke Marsden could probably sweep the red carpet before the premiere.
I mean, Hacker, you know, like, a big thing about you is the T stands for the.
The,
right?
Yeah. People think it's a name, but it's not.
That.
It's the. Yeah. Do you remember Mr. T from the 18?
Yeah.
His
yeah.
name was Mr. The.
Oh. Every day's a school day.
Isn't it?
Well, that is. What many GCSEs do you have, Hacker?
None. Look
so
at me,
you,
I'm a success still, so don't bother. Don't you worry about it if you don't get any things. Just stick to it and you'll be a success or something.
That is literally inspirational. You'll be a success or
something.
Hacker T-Dog, words of wisdom. Yeah. Lucy, you're absolutely wetting yourself over this.
I'm loving this podcast. Okay. It's my favourite ever.
It's so, good, isn't it?
Can you come back every week?
I'm available. I am very much available.
Busy.
Oh, are you like, should we do some Christmas party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The
yeah.
Christmas thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't got the budget. Can you provide the budget, Hacker?
I'll bring the budgets, yeah.
Hacker, for somebody, you have some American listeners, we have some Australian listeners, even Chinese listeners, I'm told.
I tell you what, my show is shown in Australia, Hacker Time.
Really?
Oh, is it?
On what network?
I don't know, the telly.
So but it is shown on Australian TV.
Yeah.
And for Americans listening to you, what sort of message have you got for them?
Stay there, Cocker, it's warmer. It's cold here, don't come here.
It's freezing here.
Yeah.
Lucy, have you got some facts about Wigan, right? You've got some stats.
You've got
some
written down.
Well, discuss with
one
Hacker.
Thing that we've not actually talked about is, of course, Wigan Casino.
Wigan Casino, yeah. Well, I'm a little young, I don't really remember that.
I know, but like Tom Jones was there and everything.
Oh, Tommy Cooper used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wigan,
do you wish you could have done it?
Yeah, I'd have done that, yeah.
I think that would be you, though, wouldn't it, Hacker?
If it was around now, I'd be on that. Yeah, Engelbert Humperdinck did it.
And look at him. I mean, you know what? You'd be good at Hacker. I think you'd be great for Eurovision.
Well,
is that? Is
listen,
that...
this. I've submitted a song to it.
Have you?
Is this
an
exclusive?
My goodness.
That is actually an exclusive.
Can you give us a preview?
Right. It's called "I'm Fantastic." It's called, and it goes, "I'm fantastic, and you're fantastic, and they're fantastic, and we're fantastic. Therefore, we are all fantastic. Oh. Yes, we are. We really are.
I think that's a winner.
Come
I'm
along and
for that.
Dance. Not finish it. Everybody's going to be on the floor and shaking the walls. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody sing with me. Come on, cockers. One, two, three. Everything's fantastic. Blah, blah, blah. It's called I'm fantastic. Blah, blah, blah.
So, that is the best song I've ever heard.
I genuinely think, Hacker, I mean,
I think you're going to win.
We've done an episode, by the way, previously about Eurovision. Check that out. Just download it.
Oh, well.
But Hacker, I'm not a Eurovision expert, but you're an ex-Eurovision entry, in my
Thank
opinion.
You. Well, it has been submitted, and I'm waiting to hear back.
You should go on X Factor with that. I think, genuinely, Simon Cowell...
The Cowell would lap me up. I've met him, you know.
What was he like?
He's a nice bloke.
Do you like him?
I did like him, yeah.
Is his trousers really that high in real life?
They're lower than mine.
Are they?
he likes dogs, though.
He has dogs, yeah. Well, I was chatting to him about that. I met him a few years back. He's a nice bloke. He just plays to be nasty on the telly because it's better for telly, isn't it?
Yeah, did you put definitely. A character on for that? Is this a character? Are we seeing the... When you go home after this, you know, you watch a bit of Saturday Night Live, are we seeing the real Hacker here?
You are, Cocker. I'll go home today and I'll stick Columbo on and I'll be happy as Larry.
Well, there we go. Look at that. Hacker in his spur time. You have a big variety of friends, right, though, Hacker? You've got a lot of other animals that you've got as friends.
I'm friends with Gordon the Gopher. You might not have heard of him. I'm friends with Zippy from Rainbow.
Oh, I love Zippy from Rainbow.
Do you? Well, he's my mate.
And you've got Zippy on speed dial.
Zippy's on speed dial. I've got Sooty and Sweep.
But he's
not great on the phone.
No, I can't imagine. I mean, are they divas, them two? Because they're big.
Well, they're only little, you know. They're smaller than me.
What about Zig and Zag?
Zig and Zag, I know Zig and Zag. They live in Ireland. I do know Zig and Zag.
I've heard their pieces of work, Zig and Zag. I've met Zig and Zag.
They're nice blokes.
Yeah, they're nice guys. I mean, they're not in the league of Hacker T-Dog.
They've got their own cartoon on CBBC, you see.
Really?
Yeah, so I often speak to them on the phone because they link to it from their place in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
You've made it. Would you like Hacker the Cartoon?
I've done a bit of cartoon stuff, you know.
Have you?
Yeah, I did a little bit of... I was a guest on Danger Mouse last year.
That is big. That is an animation.
So I did my own voice, but they drew me and made me into the Danger Mouse thing. So,
what did you think?
I liked it. It's good being two-dimensional.
What was your famous lines from Danger Mouse?
I said, I think it was something daft like, "Hey, Cockers, get out of that meat paste, Ray." It was something like that. I can't remember. It was something daft, like about meat paste, Lucy. As usual.
Lucy, have you got any more facts about
true that, you know. All true. None of this is rubbish. It sounds like rubbish,
but it is
true.
That's the thing, though, with you, Hacker. I mean, people only have to Google you and they'll see the level of of CV that you've got. Yeah. You're a dog that has successfully managed to turn what most Geordie Shore wannabes couldn't do, a TV showbiz career.
Exactly.
Yes, I've done myself proud considering I've got limited skills.
I mean, yeah, considering you're quite short as well.
I am only little, aren't I, Cocker?
Yeah.
But I do Wimbledon every year.
Do you?
And I go down there and interview all the big tennis stars.
So who's your favourite tennis player? Andy Murray?
Murray's good. I interviewed Murray. I interviewed John McEnroe.
Tim Henman,
yeah, all of them.
Do you think Murray should be knighted?
No.
Do you think
I should be knighted?
Obviously.
When you met the Queen, was there any talk of you being Sir Hacker T-Dog?
No, I thought she was going to chuck me in the tower, Cocker. When she got the sword out, I don't think it was for knighting.
Yeah, it's true.
Beheading.
It's a worry, isn't it?
Quite possibly to bat you away. I mean, Hacker, you know, if people listen to this now...
They are listening, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, we hope. And, you know, they want to know... What's next for Hacker? You're doing this show, but then what is there? You want to do a movie, but is there any other shows that you want to do? Have you recorded anything?
There's a few things in the pipeline that I've done. Now,
Can you talk about the pipeline?
I can talk about them a little bit, but I can't give any deets. Well, if you tune in to BBC One at 7 PM on the 19th of December, I'm on Celebrity Mastermind.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
That's amazing.
I can't tell you anything more about it, other than that's when it's on the telly.
Okay.
So let's talk about the future then, Hacker. Yeah. You want to do a film in the future?
I'll do a film, yeah.
But what else?
I'll do another two films.
You're going to do two, what, a sequel?
Sequel,
You've not even done the first one yet.
I want to do the sequel first. Because the sequels are always rubbish. If you do the sequel first, people will love that.
So you want to do a sequel and a prequel?
Yeah.
Is it going to be bigger than the Batman sequels?
I think so.
1,000,000%.
Better.
Yeah.
What's it like?
You should get Batman on it.
Alan Batman, I know him.
Do you?
I know.
He's from West Orton, I think. Yeah, bin man from West Orton.
Lucy, you work at Media City. You're a stone's throw away from where Hacker
Have I never seen you knocking about?
I don't think I've seen possibly. You. We'll have to go for lunch, Hacker.
I always go to Pret a Manger.
Well, me too.
Pret a Manger every day.
Let's go for lunch.
What do you have? A meatball wrap? I do.
I just have the soup. I like the soup there.
Mizzo.
One of the things that we've not talked about, Hacker, is endorsement deals. You must have had stuff thrown. Uncle Joe's.
I've had loads of things thrown at me, Cocker, but we're not going to that.
Let's talk about endorsement deals, Hacker. How many endorsement deals have you had?
No, because I'm a BBC exclusive character.
Yeah, you have
so
to
I
be.
I can't do any of that naughtiness. Yeah.
Have you thought about ultimately one day maybe not being the
maybe
BBC?
Maybe branching out. Yeah.
Well, when they chuck me off, I'll see then. Which could well be after this goes out. So I'll keep you posted.
If you do want to hire Hacker, he'll be unemployed by the time this goes
by
out.
By Monday.
At Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter, and you can check that out. Lucy, have you got anything else about Wigan that you want to bring up with Hacker?
We've actually mentioned it all. Hacker, I think you're the most famous person that's
I
from
think
Wigan.
I am. I need a statue. So. I want a statue of me in the shopping centre.
Exactly. Who is Sir Ian McKellen?
I ain't being
Sir
funny.
Hacker T.
What George Formby, not George Formby, George, what's he called? George Formby's got a statue. Yeah.
That's not the bloke with the grill.
Yeah, no.
when I'm making burgers.
George Formby has...
He's got a statue.
He's got a statue. I mean,
and how come his statue's got a hat on? He never wore a hat.
Would you... I mean, you're wearing a hat today.
I'm wearing a hat.
Would you like a statue?
You look like Santa Claus.
I'm based... My look today is based on Santa's claws.
Oh, you should be Santa Claus.
I could do that, couldn't I?
I could
be Santa
Claus. Yeah,
you can get round every house in a night. I mean, you're probably...
Fit down the chimney.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You get a few reindeers.
And I'm quite coarse, so I could actually chimney sweep it at the same time.
Listen,
kill two birds with one stone.
I know you're a busy guy. We're going to let you go.
Oh, thanks, Luke and Lucy. It's been lovely being on your show. I've really enjoyed
miss
that.
Before
my spirit will be here, plus this mess I've left on the table.
Oh, yeah, he has a bit of a mess. Hacker, before we let you
nerves
go,
that.
Have you got any message for anybody listening to this who maybe hasn't heard of you, maybe doesn't like you?
Yeah, if you don't like me, well, I can only apologise for that. I like me, and I like you, so I hope you feel guilty a bit, because I do like all of you listening.
Aww.
And if you want to watch me on the television, do that. If you don't. I don't care.
Brilliant. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
On that note, Hacker T, let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
I mean, truly, Hacker, you know what? For the sake of it, let's do it again. Do your fantastic song, your Eurovision song.
Right, I got it. I want to video this.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Before we leave,
give me a sec. Hacker, take
it away.
I'm fantastic, and you're fantastic, and they're fantastic, and we're fantastic. Therefore, we are all fantastic. Yes, we are. We really are. Ha! Come along and dance with me. Everybody's gonna be on the floor and shaking the walls. Come along and sing with me. Come on, cockers. 1, 2, 3. Everything's fantastic. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.